In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I think it's lovely when a Sunday service sometimes gives you the feeling of to be continued. And I felt like that happened last Sunday. If you were here, you might remember how Anders left us all in front of a beautiful artichoke at the end of his sermon. And if you weren't here, you might have seen the impressive flower in our emu's letter. If that is where we were left last Sunday, being reminded about the value in moments of contemplation. Contemplation in front of the beauty of God's creation. And being shared that image of the artichoke, we can also look around to see what's to be found in our own lives. Because today we are being told, search and you will find. I had a look in my garden, and just coming back from holiday, I was surprised to see a huge hydrangea in full bloom. A bush filled with big, fluffy, white flowers with a touch of pink. It actually looked like a bush of candy floss. And I wasn't prepared for that, because I hadn't really noticed that bush before. A beautiful sight for contemplation. Last Sunday left a feeling of wanting to continue Anders' sermon with contemplation. And today we hear, search and you will find. So let's start there, in our own images of God's beautiful creation. If we search, I am sure we will find many. I see my candy floss bush, and I see the little robin that often comes to visit me. I see memories from holiday, mighty waves on the ocean, nephews giggling, and it carries on, and I am sure you can fill in with your own. Search and you will find. And it opens up for contemplation. And there I am reminded how I didn't even ask for it. It was just there. Like many of our images. When we contemplate, we realize how they are just given to us. Views, images, creation, just unconditionally given to us. So many beautiful things around us we didn't even ask for. Contemplation lies close to our heart's quiet conversation with God. Contemplation easily leads to prayer. A bush of fluffy white candy floss flowers, beauty and joy I didn't even ask for. But my prayers, our prayers, we do have things we ask for. And I hear other words today. Ask and it will be given to you. I study the beauty of the hydrangea, but contemplating, I also remember people I met, friends I know, who would trade away that and all other beauty and joy they didn't ask for in order to get one single prayer fulfilled. A prayer they know is impossible to get fulfilled, at least in this life, because it's too late.